Do Less Guess, episode 22. Happy Holy Thursday. Cow. We're into October.
Yes, October. Right?
What's we're recording this. I'm struggling to do the math. I think it's October. We're not date guys. Can you do the math? To do it?
I think it is October 30th, I think. No.
October 1st.
October 1st.
It is October 1st. I nailed it.
Dang.
Do you know the little trick to remember what months? Yeah.
The knuckles,
everyone knows
dude.
That, right?
It's January, great.
February, March, April, May, June. And then you got the double. July, August.
September,
October. Yep.
That's one of the best tools.
It is. PEMDAS. Remember that?
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. Do you remember learning your 9 multiplication with your hands? So like 9 times 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Put this one down. And you have, this finger's down. So you have 3 on the left side of the finger down, and you have 6 on the right side of your finger down. So 9 times 4 is 36.
That works for everything.
Yeah. So are just 9s.
Oh, only 9s.
Okay. Yeah.
I vaguely remember that. I do.
Yeah.
Fancy stuff.
What else did you learn?
I'm drawing a blank with little tricks. It's crazy how that was a brilliant show. Like, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Because when you're in fifth grade, like, you learn certain things that certain math problems I couldn't do. When I was 10, I could. I probably forgot at this point.
This is like high school, but do you still remember the quadratic formula?
Do you remember the song? There's a song,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
X equals negative B plus or minus square root A squared over 4AC all over 2A.
I think that it was close.
Do you remember it?
X is equal to the opposite of B plus or minus the square root.
B squared over 4AC all over 2B or A?
2A.
2A.
I think together we
got
it.
This is really lame. So I have one of my good friends, you know, Ryan. He's one of those guys who it's like, I was reading this article and I learned that actually that we're like, okay, shut up. But I can geek with that a little bit to some degree, but I remember, this is how I feel. I don't know if I think we talked about the whole, like, I'm a bad test taker is a ridiculous thing to say. So the ACT, I believe to some extent is a good indicator of your intelligence.
At least way better than your GPA.
So this Ryan especially does it where, like, to this day, somehow ACT still gets brought up
with certain
people. It's like, well, I'm dating this girl at, she got a 30 on her ACT.
Oh,
like, oh, okay.
That's attractive.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad quality in any way for sure. But me and him, like, our score was like really close. I think it beat him like a point. So I'd always talk trash, which is hilarious. I took the ACT 10 times.
Yeah, I took a lot too.
Like, because you wanted to. My mom made me, I was like 12 the first time I took it.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Why am I doing this?
The Duke University thing?
It's good. Yeah, it's good practice. And then she's like, you're going to do it every year. So I did it in eighth grade. I walked in, I'm 13. I like didn't even read half the questions because I didn't care.
I don't understand this. Yeah, I don't care. That's funny. Yeah, so many people took it in seventh grade.
You took it a lot.
Yeah, I took it once in seventh grade and then probably 4 times in high school.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely above average, but I'm not kidding when I took it. Legitimately, I took it 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and I 8 to 9 times.
That's a lot.
One of them was voided. This is a good story.
What is that?
This is a great story. I think inter-junior year is when I first was like, I'm going to put forth effort to this kind of a thing. And I bumped my score up quite a bit because I went from being 13 and
never taking
this.
Algebra taking algebra funding.
Yeah, so good jump at the score. I was trying to get it up a little, and it's crazy how awful that was back then, because it was like you had to be there like 7 a.m or something.
Oh, so early.
And it was just like you gave up your Saturday morning. It was brutal. And I was, you know, doing the test, and I felt like I was crushing it. Like I wasn't leaving any answers blank. I was getting it done. I felt confident. And I'd done it so much I started to figure out the reading section was 4 passages, and it was always the same. It was like, I don't remember what it was, but like passage 1 was always fiction, and passage 2 was always nonfiction. Passage 3 was always historic. You know, it was like 4 things.
Cool.
And so I kind of learned that, like, okay, I'm going to start with the ones that are more interesting to me to knock them out quick, and I could labor a little over the ones that suck to read.
Yeah,
so
nice.
I would go like, I think my strategy was like 1, 4, 2, 3. That's what I started to do.
Good for you.
Yeah. And so I did that. I completed, got it done. And so we're on to the fourth and final science section. So we've been there for probably 3 hours. And the monitor comes up. She's like, can we see you in the hallway? in the middle of the science. I'm like, okay. And she walks out. She's like, I hate to say this, but I noticed you went back in and filled in answers. So if you don't know, like when reading ends, you move on and the monitor's supposed to, you know, pay attention to like, do they have any blank? And you are not allowed to go back once you've completed that section.
Once right? You're with science, you can't finish something for reading or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So we were fully in science and she thought I left blank in reading. And then she came back and noticed they were all filled in.
Okay.
So I was just sitting there like, no, I
didn't.
Definitely did it all. Like, I don't know what else to say to you. She's like, okay, let me see what I can do. And so I go back in and keep going. She's like, I need to see you again. Second time during the science section. Okay. She's like, and they brought over like the head manager of this like testing. Mm. I mean, it was just the high school. I don't know who this was, but they're like, so your monitor's very 100% confident she saw you do this. I'm just like, I remember being not angry in a way. I just remember like, I've never been so accused of something that I so didn't do. That's so simple. I was just like, I
straight up didn't do.
I don't know how saying. There's no way for me to explain this. She says I did. I said I didn't. I don't know what else to do. Like, I can't prove it. And there's like, well, you know, I think they brought me out a third time. So people in the classroom are like getting disrupted. Like, they're like, what is happening? Yeah. And they're like, well, what you could do is like finish it, that you can like apply to appeal to the test. I'm like, I've missed half. You've already screwed up the whole test. So I left just like that. It was just like, that was ridiculous. I got home. I remember my dad, who's like always very calm and cool. He's like, well, what happened? And I told him, he's like, well, did you do it? Did you like cheat? And I go, I honestly didn't. They go, well, that's life. But my mom goes, well, you obviously did something. You obviously did something to make them think. And I was like, that's when I snapped. I was like, oh, mom. And I punched a hole in the wall.
No, you didn't.
Yes, dude.
So you were so calm about the ACT during it. But then once mom got fired up.
I remember being very proud. I was like, yeah, it just felt like the most, it was such a silly, like out of my control thing. I'm like, yeah, I feel like that is life. Like, what am I, there's literally nothing I could have done. Like, this woman made this up in her head. And, yeah, that's when I lost it. And I just kind of did a light punch, but I hit a soft spot in the drywall between studs and my hand went through. And then my dad was like, well, now, yeah. And then now we're in. It was like, oh, what a, I went back and took it. So that was, you know, I've taken it six times already. So I had to, that one didn't count. So I went back again. Yeah.
That's so frustrating and annoying, especially like this woman, like, you know, she doesn't want to be there. Like, why is she taking her job so seriously that she's like falsely accusing high school boys of cheating on a test when they weren't even. I'm mad for you. That's dumb.
It's kind of like, I don't know. They could have looked at my. I guess it doesn't matter. That I was like, they could have looked. I had like good grades and stuff, but good grade kids cheat. I mean, I did. To be fair, I did plenty of cheating outside of the ACT, but that I did not cheat on the ACT.
That Saturday morning, I did not.
Cheating is fun. It is, isn't it? You shouldn't do it, kids.
I was always a big fan of, you have like a worksheet to do for like, let's say ninth grade science. This is due tomorrow. So I would go to, Jared first. I'd say, hey, I'll do the back if you do the front. He's like, great. You know, then we'll swap answers.
Yep.
So Jared swaps me. He gives me the front. Meanwhile, I've gone over to Samantha Lurvy and said, hey, I'll do the front if you do the back. Next thing you know, I've done zero work.
It's too easy.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so like you just had to get the timing right. He'd be like, hey, man, what are the answers? Like, I'm working on it.
Yeah, I'm working on it. You know, I'm a little slower with science. Yeah, just give me some time.
Samantha, come on.
Samantha, I'm in a tight jam here with Jared.
What age did you do that?
That was like early high school, probably.
Yeah. They make it, you know, I went to a college that's not, like Katie went to a more intense, like a college where if you get a degree from that, you get a good job.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And I went to good old Oklahoma State, baby. Not, you know, a fine school, but it's not, no one's like, oh, I see Oklahoma State graduate.
Jumping off the page.
Okay. Yeah. And it was just so incredibly easy to, the test files was a big thing. Are you familiar with
test
that?
Test files.
So it'd be like, this professor has been teaching this marketing course for 40 years. And he gives the same test every time. So over the course of years, like people had like saved it and like passed it down. So you'd just like, you'd be texting people and the word would go around and everyone would have it. And like everyone would get a 95 on the test.
That's awesome.
Which I stand by is a lot, in large part, it's like, if this professor's getting paid how many? Like probably 200 grand. Like, make a new test. Yeah. Like, you don't do anything.
Yeah, that's pretty lazy.
Yeah, but I remember there was apparently my little sister is a year younger. She was in that class the next year, mm-hmm. and the professor like found out and changed it up, and everyone like failed the test, including her. It was like one of her few B's in college.
Wow.
And he, because it was
because your class,
this guy, like, so the professor became privy to it, and he asked a guy he asked him some kind of question to where if this guy knew it, it was clearly from the test file.
Gotcha.
So he's like, asked him a question. The guy answered correct. He goes, how'd you know that? And the kid was kind of froze up. He's like, it's not in the book. We haven't talked about it.
Oh.
He's froze. I guess this guy folded and he just goes, the test file. Dude, oh, I wish that was me. I would have lied through my teeth. You've got a whole campus on your back right now, man. You're about to ruin it for everyone. Be like,
I probably didn't tell you who my uncle was.
No.
So he worked for...
He was the chief marketing officer for Pepsi. And
He's always passing down little nuggets, little tidbits. I probably picked it up from him. I don't know when exactly, but I'm sure it was from him.
Yeah.
Uncle Jamie. Yeah.
That's one of my favorites when people who... You could still kind of fib your way out of a rough situation. I had a good buddy of mine who was just... tentatively dating this, you know, been on a few dates with this girl, and he was texting girl and friend at the same time.
Okay.
And was trying to text friend a funny text, like, I think I'm about to break it off like Kobe.
God.
And actually sent it to her. And which to me, I think you could backtrack on pretty easily. Like, uh-huh. I was texting my buddy about like some sport. I don't know. You probably could have. I guess he just was like, sorry, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to send that. And like, I apologize. And you know,
like,
just
obviously that was meant, that was about you. Yeah, and like, you know, like, dude.
Like, dude, where are you? Come on, ease up. Yeah.
Think on your feet a little bit here. Jeez, I get so nervous. Anytime I like take a screenshot of something or of a text, I like triple check. It's never happened to me, but I'm still so cautious. Like, all right, who am I sending this to?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the person I just screenshotted? No, it's not. Yeah. Don't send it to him.
Yeah.
Because that is my nightmare. I never want to send something to the wrong person.
Not at all.
That seems like the worst.
I think these people appreciate this. So I'm moving in what's now a week or so. And the entire time we're just doing this renovation, the neighbor, we've, you know, two neighbors. One is the coolest. The other is potentially going to ruin my life.
Less than cool.
Oh, it's like my contractor's like, I've been doing this for about a decade. I've never seen anything like this. I'm like,
isn't that the worst?
Perfect.
What's the word? Tells you how long they've been in their job. And like, I've never seen anything like this. Great.
But now, so I got a huge text from her this morning. To be fair, you know, these lots are very, they're like, we're in the city. So they're very skinny. We're right on top of each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think people have been kind of walking on her property because it's just easy to. And she's very, just getting tired of that. She's like, literally don't, none of you step a foot on my property, which is intense, but I'm trying to empathize. But so the newest thing was.
But you did some nice things for her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we paved her a whole new driveway, which we thought was like, you know what? Let's just bite the bullet on that. That'll make her happy. We can keep. And now, she just keeps making requests. I'm like, we're not going to do anything else.
For her.
And she, like, I guess she, you know, we asked them, hey, move your cars because they're painting the house and we don't want paint to get on your cars. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, I guess that's a little inconvenient, but.
You see why we would ask you to do this. Yeah.
So yes, they were like, you know, we're being good neighbors. So we moved the cars. Like, wow, you're the Pope. And then she's like, what a coincidence. We moved our cars and we went to get them and one had been keyed. And she was like, we came on site to the guy who's like assembling the kitchen cabinets. He's like, dude, they're accusing me of like running down the street and keying their car.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, so she's like texting me that, like, of course, like, how convenient. Like, obviously they did it. I'm like, what are you? And then she sent me this charade of like my, because I think they're her like parents lived in this house and like it's a 100-year-old house.
Okay.
She's like, my father used to own your property, your land, but he defaulted on it because he didn't pay the taxes or something. I'm like, she's like, but I mean, the whatever it's called, the surveyor says this is the property line. But no, my father used to own it and it's actually this. And but if you know, I know that because he used to own it. So you need to like you need to like give us 6 inches of land back or something. I'm like, what?
This woman. Dude, she is going to ruin your life.
Yes.
That's so frustrating. You're not even neighbors with her yet.
Oh, and it's like. I get that it's annoying to be living next to a construction site, but I hope. And she's repeatedly said, like, we love you as the homeowners, just your contractor, those people. I hate them. I'm like, I'm worried. I hope it's not like we're sitting in the backyard, like playing music, kind of, you know, not loud and like talking and laughing, and she'll call the cops or something.
You're always going to have to wonder, like, is she like upset at this? Is she going to think anything that happens bad to her house? Is she like, I bet those construction workers came back and stole my TV. They're the ones who did it.
They did this.
Also, keying the car. What? That, like, that's a thing that happens. Like, I always hear about that, like, secondhand stories or movies.
That's what I'm thinking, too. I'm like,
that happens to people?
Either you're saying this guy ran on the streets to key your car, which surely he didn't. It's actually a guy I kind of know, so I really
don't think he would key your car.
Or, I guess, some random stranger was just like, I'm going to get one today. And just, like, you probably just had a... You did that at some point and didn't notice it or something.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Like, no one just randomly is like, you know, who I'm going to go after today? That old woman with the old car.
I'm hoping that we end it. We put up a fence and we just we keep our distance. But
dude,
it's like, you know, we like to have people over to parties. Feel like you'll just, I don't know.
That's going to be rough. I also, yeah, speaking of your house, I saw the picture you put up on Dulesque's Instagram. You're moving into that in a week. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, they're not in a big hurry, right? So mm-hmm. Be like, oh, they're, you know, the, so I would finally, I kind of rolled the dice. I was like, hey, we sold our house and we don't have a house October 12th, so like we are moving
we're
into
coming.
This done or not. Mm-hmm. So let's get it going. And they've definitely, I mean, the most progress, the speediest progress we've seen in a long time.
They picked up the pace.
But to be fair, yeah, what you saw was like they just need to paint it and do the hardwood floors and get the junk out. So that those two things are like, it's like a week or so.
Okay.
So like there'll be some finishing touches, but as of right now, they've painted the top floor. They're like on the main floor.
Okay. Gotcha.
And they put in the stairs. They've tiled half the stuff they need to tile. So probably like when this is coming out October 1st, they'll be like a few days away from clearing it all out. Hardwood floor and we move in.
Dude, that's so exciting. When's the first like get together at the place gonna be? Because I know you're pumped about that.
I am. I'm very pumped. Wait, Katie and I need to like pick a weekend. I want to tell people in advance because you gotta plan for that. But I think it'll be like a Christmas party / housewarming party. So probably one of those first one or two weekends in December.
That's nice.
We should be settled, should be good to go. Sadly, we'll talk about actually furniture disaster.
Oh no.
I haven't updated you on this.
No.
We were going to do a partnership where they were going to like furnish the main floor.
I see them do that with like Marcus Johns, influencers. Yeah.
That thing. And because they reached out a while ago, I'm like, well, I'm just going to move soon. I could use furniture. This could make sense. So we had this whole thing like, great. July. I'm like, hey, I'm gearing up to move in the next couple months. Like, let's pick out the furniture and get it ordered. Mm-hmm. And they kind of like taking it like a month goes by. I'm like, I'm moving in like 6 weeks. Let's order it. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of like, oh, okay. And we finally start picking things out. This still takes us a couple of weeks. It's like, what is taking so long? And if we like choose it all, and they're like, it's all out of stock. Like, what? Were you not paying attention? I was trusting that you were on this.
Looking at my emails.
And they're like, we're so sorry. That's not what we're doing. And they're trying to make it work. And they're like one or two things are going to get back in stock. We'll order it. It's like a patio couch and a coffee table. It's like, we got those ordered, but like, let's keep looking. And their site, everything is sold out. And I'm like, what are we? And they still aren't responding. And so finally, long story short, finally, my management was just like, hey, Trey's going to like tag you in an Insta story for that couch. And we're done here. And right. I think they were, and I guess they said, fine. I'm sure they were almost like, thank God we're, this has been.
Because we don't have any recliners anymore.
Yeah. Luckily, like we have furniture between the two of us to kind of piecemeal together for what will work. So we ordered a couch yesterday, and of course, like it'll be there in December because of COVID and because of all this.
Jeez, dude.
So they kind of screwed me because, yeah, I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it's.
You expected Ashley Home Furniture to have home furniture in stock. Yeah, that's fair.
Couch. Oh, so that was pretty obnoxious, but it's all good. And in a way, it's like, Ashley is great furniture, but we're doing a kind of, you know, a very modern millennial-y vibe, and
I can't wait.
Ashley doesn't scream that, so I think Katie's probably a little happier that we just got a little like exactly what we wanted. I was like, Katie, Ashley's buying this, so you're gonna find someone Ashley
find something
like
on their website. yeah, make it
but,
work.
But yeah, they dropped that ball, so
that's cool. I did a housewarming party one time, It was after I'd lived in a place 3 years. So I had nothing to do with me moving in there.
You're just getting settled.
It was all about the just the plan where it's housewarming. So what we did the day before the party, we turned off our heat. This is a wintertime party. This is a true story. And we said, hey, we need a lot of people to come over because we need to warm up the house.
Yeah.
And so I made like literally like a fire playlist. So it was only like Hot in Here by Nelly, Shawty Fire Burning on the Dance Floor. Yeah. You know, some just
fireball.
Yeah. So that was the playlist for the night. And we had like all these just fun games that revolved around heat. It was a great time. I got, this is, you know, 5 years before COVID, but we had this, gave everyone like disposable thermometers, and you had 60 seconds to do whatever you wanted to try and get your temperature as high as you could. So like people were doing like push-ups. Some people were like sitting on it and just, then it was like, all right, now put it in your mouth. And then like we would check. Take everyone's temperatures, and they're like
99.9.
No, that's, what'd you do? You sat on it, didn't you? Dang, that's good.
It's amazing how fun those can be.
I know. I love stuff like that.
Making stuff up.
It's all about heat.
Yeah.
A housewarming party. So good luck.
That is good.
Cheers.
That's not a bad idea. I'm planning on going all out with the Christmas decor. So I'm pumped for that. But yeah, today was the first day. The whole time I was kind of like, she's a little crazy, whatever. But today she sent a paragraph of a text. They're currently building a fence that I'm not super confident is like on the right path. So I'm like,
oh no,
are you in my yard? And so they're doing that in retaliation. And then she was like, yeah. Then she asked, like, we want you to like give back part of the land. I was like, that's got to be up there with the most absurd neighbor request of all time. My father had this 50 years ago. And so we need 6 more inches.
And like, what does she even base that off of? Like what he...
Oh, it was incoherent. And that's kind of the problem, is she's like a guy. They had to dig out a hole to like run, because we have a basement, to run plumbing, like, you know, get it low enough to
the basement
gravity. And while they're back there, she came out there hollering at him because they're like standing on her driveway trying to look. And they're just like, sorry. And then they were trying to be nice and say, well, I know you have... That right there is kind of a drainage issue. Like maybe while we're back here, we could
fix
that.
Would you like us to help?
And she called me saying like, they think I'm dumb. They're trying to BS me. Like I don't have a drainage problem. I'm like, dude, we're not trying to like ruin your life.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure they keyed my drain.
Yeah.
I think they keyed my drain. I've never noticed a scratch on that before.
I'm envisioning like a year from now, there'll be some problem with the house and she'll blame it on like our renovation. And
yeah.
It'll be weird.
I think maybe you start fighting fire with fire at a certain point. You start just smack talking.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if your dad wasn't terrible with taxes, he wouldn't have defaulted on his
home.
Pay
your taxes. Tale as old as time, lady.
Death and taxes. It's all we're guaranteed.
Come on.
Yeah. You fight back a little bit. And then maybe that's how she receives love. Mm. She's like, he likes me. He's being really mean to me about my dad.
Like low key, I've started to debate. Like, I think I need to install a camera on that side of the house to like.
Yeah.
If she's ever like, you did this. Like, well, I have the footage.
I did not.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That'd be so fun to deal with.
That'd be so fun. To always have to monitor that.
You headed off to LA for the weekend. You're having fun?
Yeah, going to Los Angeles here in a few hours. Should be a good time. Just going to go out west, rent a car, drive around, see the palm trees. Mm. I love driving around California and paying $3.75 for gas. What's more fun than that?
Gosh. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. Although one thing I thought of this morning, my driver's license is expired. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
I'm going to bring my passport to at least get on the plane in case that creates a boo-boo. But then even renting a car, I wonder if they'll let me with an expired license.
I don't think so.
Hopefully they don't look at that.
Yeah, maybe they'll forego it. But yeah, I've always, like, maybe get driving a vehicle. Yeah, that might suck for you. But yeah, I'll be at like a brunch and like kind of a mimosa. And like, sir, this is expired. I'm like, okay, but 3 days ago, I had proof I was this age. Did that disappear?
My birthday's still the same. Yeah, so we'll see. Although in Kansas, which I don't think they're going to really like, I don't believe me or even care, but they extended like you have until the end of the year to like renew your license, like one of those like COVID rules. So it's like, I'm good as long as I'm around here. Like, I'm not going to get in any trouble for having an expired license. But as far as a rental car in California.
Are you going to milk all of that extra deadline?
Oh, actually, no, because I hate it. I don't like driving around feeling illegal.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get it fixed.
Oh, I have to change my license plates. I need to suck it up and do that one day. Sit in the DMV.
Wait, you're gonna like,
because I'm changing states.
Oh, that's so annoying. That's
by far the worst part of Kansas City. Yeah. By far, I lived in Missouri, now Kansas, back to Missouri. So I've had to do that more than anyone should have to do it.
Dude,
yeah, it changes up.
I hate that. How much money have you made in Missouri? How much money have you made in Kansas? It's so frustrating.
Yep. Speaking of different states, we were getting it's out, it's public. The Are You For Real tour has been officially postponed to April and May of 2021. That's when I guess the industry is kind of feeling confident that will happen again. That sucks. But smaller shows we're gonna make happen this year. So
oh, yeah.
We have announced this yet, but thus far we're going to Huntsville, Alabama for a couple shows in November.
Yeehaw.
And we're gonna go down to Florida for a few shows.
Yeehaw.
Have some rays.
Yeah.
Naples,
West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach and Doral, Florida.
Yeah, right outside of Miami. Miami.
That'll be great. Oh, I'm so excited to do that.
Oh yeah. I'm fired up that we're gonna do something this fall.
Yeah.
When do you think tickets will be available for those shows?
Probably in the next week or two.
Okay. Soon.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah. So if you're in those cities,
yes, do let's guess. Holler at us if you're in either of those places. We'll say what's up. But it'll be fun.
And Nashville.
Yeah, and doing another live stream show November 24th.
Yes, the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. We're doing another live stream show.
Yeah.
If you want to tune in online.
Yeah, that one we're gonna keep it up for like the whole weekend. So I know Thanksgiving's busy for folks, so hopefully you find a time to watch. But
hopefully.
Yeah, you got to get all that going. It'll be great. But fall is here for sure.
Fall is here.
All about it.
You do like fall.
I do. I think. Yeah, I'm surprised by that, but maybe I forget how much I love fall. But I feel like this is the year I'm really excited about it. I think it's just a good change. I love throwing on the hoodie again. Football. This is the first time this year in the long time feels like. We're on a regular pace. It's like football's here. That always happens. Fall's here. That always happens. I can still go to restaurants and stuff.
Like we're back. Like kind of back to normal. A little bit.
Oh, man. How much would it suck if there's like some other spike and they shut everything down and everything we just said we can't do?
Like by the time this comes out, that's already like obsolete.
Election's going to be wild. I can't wait to see the repercussions from that.
Dude. Yeah, it's...
I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows?
Because I guess now there's rumors Trump saying like I won't go peacefully if I lose.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which
interview.
I don't even know what that means.
I can't. I think the reporter was taken off guard. He's like, what? you're saying
I'm barricading the doors. I'm not leaving. Would be great entertainment.
I think either way, yeah, we'll have something to be entertained by, but it's also like kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But I'm just excited for that to be over. Fall. So triple trade triple. We're going to hit you with what is your three least favorite things about fall?
My least favorite thing, going to start off with one that really perturbs me, is going to be fall back, daylight savings time. Oof. Oh, it's.
Ooh, oh, when is that?
It's got to be soon, I bet.
Oh, it's in October, I think.
Is it tonight? No, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
That's why you were late today.
Yeah.
It was daylight savings, crap.
I just blame that on everything for a while. Damn. Sorry, I'm still adjusting.
Still adjusting.
And I thought it was daylight savings.
It wasn't. It's not on a Thursday night. I could have sworn.
Okay. So, all right. I got to reset my oven clock again. But yeah, I've heard that daylight savings time was originally like invented, I guess the right word, for farmers. And I don't know how much farming we're still doing. I want sunset to be at 7 o'clock.
I know that is. Yeah. Falling back is when the depression starts to creep in. Cause now it's like, oh, it's fall. It's beautiful. The sun's out, but it feels nice and crisp. And then it's like darkness is everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I really, really don't like it. It's one of my least favorite thing about fall.
Good.
Is falling back.
Retweet. One that comes to mind is carving pumpkins.
Okay.
Has anyone ever had fun doing that?
I don't know why it's such a big thing. We don't carve up other fruit or vegetables.
It's like the dyeing the Easter eggs for Easter. It's the equivalent. We're going to do this. I'm like, I've never enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to do it. You're just.
Both of them come with weird smells too.
Yeah.
The Easter egg dye is pungent.
I was always such a sissy with digging out the pumpkin guts.
Yeah.
Like, come on, grab it. Ew, I don't want to touch it. If you try to freehand it, it's a disaster, or you just like trace something, which I don't find entertaining.
No, it's funny you mentioned that because I feel like I said this maybe last fall on like Ghost Hunters, maybe on Instagram. I was like, I feel like carving pumpkins is like Shark Week or something. It's like people talk about it. It's like, yeah, we should do this. We're like, yeah, do you enjoy it?
Have you actually ever done it?
Like this, yeah. What you said is exactly how I feel about it.
It's the same thing every year.
Because I'll see it. I know this fall, I'm going to see it on Instagram. I'm going to see people, you know, date night, carving some pumpkins. I'm like, there's so many other things that are more fun than carving pumpkins.
That's a horrible
date. And you like fall. You're down to do fall things. But carving, I don't want to see up some peas.
It's a horrible date.
No.
And the carving kits are always, you know, we always got those cheap carving kits where like I would break the knife off as I tried to do it. And you're like, I need a better knife than this.
Using a plastic butter knife.
And then you take out all the guts and you'd roast the pumpkin seeds, which was kind of fun. And they tasted like salty drywall.
Ooh.
Mm. It's like curd of a cow. Cod. What do they cows chew on? You know that.
What is that word?
Curd. Cod.
Chud.
Cud. It's like cud for humans.
Good. Or cod. It's like a nice fish.
That's true. Cod is nice.
Maybe deep down, I'm just sad because I'm not that artistic. I never had a good pumpkin carving. Like, it's hard for me.
That could be it, too.
So that could be it. Talk to my therapist. Figure it out. My second least favorite fall thing would have to be candy corn while we're on the food train.
No one likes that. Who likes that?
It's not
that
good. I think there might have been a brief period of time in my life when I was a little kid that I like told myself I liked it, and then I grew up. I was like, no, I don't like this.
Yeah, it's like roasted pumpkin seeds and candy corn. You're literally eating like a construction zone, just like putty and drywall.
Like I get, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. This concrete mix.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, I eat them at the same time. My mouth is shutting. It is going permanently shut.
Yeah. Yeah. It just become cement by the time it gets to my stomach. It's like I get like your taste buds kind of changing in the fall. Like I'm in the mood for more like cidery.
Which is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But they don't change that much. They don't change to the point where I like candy corn. No. But I'm going to have candy.
Like we were researching for Girls in the Fall video, which we're shooting. I think at this point it's come out, we just shot it. Well, I think I haven't determined this date yet. We're trying to schedule it. The girl, we're going out to this whole pumpkin patch setup, and she's, I think, because she's going to be in town for it. She's at it. I was like, can we do it the next week? She's like, I feel confident the leaves will change. So I was like, we'll really touch base Monday. Week, I was like, I feel bad. But we were like doing research, and this girl was like a blogger. So she's fully in the fall mode. She's like, here's a recipe for this. And you notice, it's like, she's like, tonight's squash soup, pumpkin hummus, pumpkin
muffins,
pumpkin. And I was like, yeah, imagine being married to this woman. It's like, are we having Sarah Grace? I don't want pumpkin again.
Can we just have like a pizza? What about pumpkin crust?
Pumpkin crust.
Just
no,
give me a pizza from Domino's.
Yeah.
Just everything's got to be pumpkin.
I know.
Hey, babe, I know you said you want to eat more normal, so we're doing hamburgers. Oh. Thank you. Thank with pumpkin buns. Pumpkin buns. Stop.
Oh, your favorite fries. Yes. No, everyone likes fries. Pumpkin fries.
Pumpkin potato fries.
How are you even making these stuff?
Like, yeah, where are you even getting this from?
Yeah, you can't. So that's my number two, forcing the ppmkin on everything. Certain pumpkin's great. I had a pumpkin soup the other night.
Okay.
Fantastic. Liked pumpkin it. Pie is great.
The pumpkin pie is
also
good.
I'll admit it. Pumpkin in my coffee is great.
Yeah.
But pumpkin candles, that starts getting, I don't think anyone likes that smell. You're like, oh wow, it smells like an entire sweet pumpkin spice latte in here.
Yeah, and I have to sneeze soon.
Yeah, like you said, pumpkins everywhere. You set pumpkins on your porch and they rot and they sit there.
Yeah,
I think we're overly I guess pumpkins are so popular just because this is the season they grow in, right?
Probably.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've really taken over. It's excessive.
It's funny how good of a job America does of like branding their stuff. Like Halloween, it's got colors. It's like a full on brand. Orange, black, pumpkin, witches, skeletons, you know. It's like we do a really good job.
Which I like Halloween more than most. I think it's fun.
Yeah, I think you've talked about
adult party. It's on a Saturday this year. I have to do a little party. I mean, I can't host it, but it's fun to kind of dress
up. We only have the one couch,
There's one way to get me to really disrespect you is if you're the guy at a Halloween dress up and you show up with like, yeah, I'm Jim from The Office, and you just like put a Jim name tag on your regular clothes.
You're like no, it's because like Jim in The Office would always dress down. So it's like, dude,
fun.
Yeah. It's Halloween. Be with us.
I always think that when you know, certain dudes are like, I just don't like dancing. Like, does I just look at like his wife. I'm like, why did you do this? Is he fun at all?
Did you make him like this? Yeah. Was he always like this?
Yeah.
You were initially attracted to this?
No.
Doesn't dress up? Doesn't like dancing? Still reads the paper? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know about him.
I don't know. Likes candy corn?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
My third at least favorite thing about fall, it's not really fall's fault, but it is, just the temperature dropping.
Like
the tail end of fall, like when it's time to get the hard pants back out, jeans, get the coat back out. It like that makes me sad.
Really?
I don't like it. Like right now, like September, early October, it's still really nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So you're super out on anything cold.
Yeah.
No part of it do you enjoy?
I do not like it.
I kind of have appreciation for it a little bit for like a month.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. But my third fall thing.
Wait, quick question. How cold would it get in Oklahoma? Like fall, winter? Is it that different than here?
I think a good rule of thumb is like it's 10 degrees different there.
Really?
Just all the time. There'd be definitely Oklahoma would have moments where it's 8 degrees and there's an inch layer of ice on everything.
Gotcha.
But the snow is vastly different. It is not like Kansas City, you're getting a couple feet of snow over the season, right? Every year.
Yeah, probably.
But Oklahoma City, snowing's rarer. Like, it'll definitely happen sometimes. Sometimes it'll go rogue and be a full snowstorm. But it's more ice there.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think overall, weather's a little better. Because the whole summer you can enjoy. It doesn't get too hot.
Sure.
But, yeah, I kind of like the snow and it's kind of pretty. But then it's like, okay, I hate this. So we'll see.
Got it.
My third thing is just the girls doing too much in the fall. I'm going to say it's very obvious, but that's what's created the initial fall video and the ones thereafter. The girls go insane. Absolutely insane.
They really go like this is their time.
Yeah. Remember, that was the first video we ever shot together.
First one.
It's at 50 million on Facebook now.
That's crazy. Keep
going. It goes every year. And it was, yeah, I just remember and before we teamed up too, I was kind of transitioning to, I don't think people, maybe if you're really paying attention, kind of transitioning to the brand of comedy doing now, which is like just roasting and making fun of everything. Before mm-hmm. then, it's like I felt like I couldn't do that. I had to learn how to like toe the line of like making fun of everything, but not upsetting anyone.
Sure.
It's kind of what I want to be. And before then, it was all like hearted. I would just be like singing, be like, and I just do goofy like
mm-hmm.
impressions or runs or be like dancing. So that was the first one where I was like, you know what? I've teased white girls a couple times and they like it. Let's just go all out. I'm going to do this research. I'm going to talk to the girls in my life and let's go around town just making fun of girls.
50 million views later.
And it worked.
Paid off. That's crazy.
And that was where we went to Pumpkin Patch. I didn't tell anyone. So we were just like, would find pockets where people weren't around. And we were just like, all right, let's get this joke really quick.
Hurry, avoid the children.
And there's definitely people in the background as I'm like in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. That was great.
But yeah. Where we're going out to, like I said, a pumpkin patch in Nebraska where they're letting us have full rain.
No free rain.
And it's going to be epic because they've got all sorts of fun tricks and games there.
It'll be fun because last year we stepped up our game. We went to Vermont, you know, went up in, where were we at? Dartmouth for homecoming.
I accidentally stayed in the heart of Dartmouth for their 140th homecoming or something.
That was great. Yeah. And so we're like, well, we got to do, you know, we may not be able to top Vermont, but we got to do something. And then, yeah, they reached out and it's going to be fun. They have all these, I mean, it's like a full on like
petting zoo.
Yeah, they got a petting zoo. Very excited for that. They got like, so many things, like 40 different like things. Tornado Alley. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
They got a tornado simulator at this corn maze place. We're going to get in the mix.
Yeah. I want to ask them if they could kind of encourage one of the goats to like headbutt me. How great would that be? He's so cute. And then, just actually just rock me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, be cool.
Yeah, there's definitely some jokes you can make there too. Like, oh, at least a boy is finally, you know, pursuing me.
But I'm excited. It looks like a very nice Nebraska white family with like 7 children.
Good.
So I'm curious to see like, will they all be there? Like, all right, we're ready. Just like watching us. It'd be great.
Entertain us.
Yeah, I'll be like, listen, I just need your goats to ram me in the crotch. How is he trained to do that?
Is there a certain like pheromone I can put out that makes him do that?
Is there a way I can like taunt him, make him angry?
I brought like a red tablecloth. I don't know if I know it works in bowls. I don't know.
It's all a cartoon.
Yeah, that'll be so fun.
Yeah, you're pumped about the tornado simulator.
I mean, it just seems so random to me.
Yeah.
Like that I'm like,
I'll be sick.
This might be my only time to see a tornado simulator. Do you ever have any tornado scares in Oklahoma? We're part of the alley.
Kansas City once as I lived here for 4 years. Oklahoma was several times every season.
I was going to say, yeah, where I grew up, that was more what it was. Kansas City, yeah. Not so much at all. Yeah, no. Nothing. Why don't they come here?
Yeah. They stay out of here.
Grew up, you were at least like scared once a summer.
Oh,
it was this is kind of close.
We were riding it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And you learned it just doesn't bother you. It's amazing to go out to LA or be outside of, and that's like everyone's number one fear. Like, how do you deal with tornadoes? I am so scared of a tornado. I'm like, that's what's great. That's when you know from Oklahoma, you're like, yeah, look at. I low-key drove through one once.
Just right through the harder one?
It was just a deal. We were driving back from somewhere, and remember the Moore tornadoes?
Yeah, Moore.
So it was that storm.
That was a huge one.
We were driving back.
What do you mean you drove through it?
Drive through it. I'm exaggerating. But we're driving, like, the night that happens through Moore, we're driving back up I-35 from Texas. And we're like, it's fine. You know, we're like 19, we don't care. And we drove through a tiny little town that looks abandoned and the sirens are going off and you look to the left and it's just like a miles long wall cloud. I mean, you know, it just looks terrifying. Jeez,
this is scary.
And there's a storm watcher, like heavy duty truck pulled over, like looking. And we go, hey, we're going this way.
Are we in danger?
Are we good? And he just goes, go now and fast.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, okay. And we were driving like, it's like the wind's like blowing the car. And we were low-key like, do we need to like hunker in a ditch? And we just kept going and we were fine.
That is scary. Cause you're like, I don't really know how much danger we're in right now.
Yeah. So, and you're like, yeah, your phone's not working. It's just, it's so ominous. It's a great experience though.
Yeah, that is cool. I met a guy probably 3-4 years ago in Indiana one time who is a storm chaser. And every like spring he posts like the storms he's chasing. I'm like, I want to hit this guy up. Like, I want to go with him one time.
Yeah.
Like go with someone who knows what they're doing, obviously, not just like,
right,
let's just see if I can find one.
Yeah.
Let me just see if I can see a tornado today.
Right. But yeah, my parents had one tornado went through their neighborhood and hit a couple houses. Tornado didn't hit their house, but a lightning strike hit like a lightning pole that was wired to their house. And it like went and fried the whole electrical in the entire house.
Jeez.
And they were in the storm shelter when it happened. Said you could like see flashes of flames above them. So they didn't know what was going on.
Like, what's going on there?
Yeah. So yeah, Oklahoma's different, man. Intense. Kansas City has no severe weather.
Yeah.
No hurricanes, no tornadoes, no earthquakes. It's a good perk.
Oklahoma has earthquakes and tornadoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Only earthquake I've ever felt was in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I was
that only started happening like in the last decade or so.
Yeah, it's because of fracking.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a fun word.
It is. What the frack, dude?
What the frack is with these earthquakes,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah, stop fracking. Seriously. But yeah, I lost kickball.
Last night?
Now we're in the beginner's league. And yeah, last night we're just like, yeah, it's okay, guys. We'll like still win the tournament. And I go, I think we should start to acknowledge we're not good at this. We're like 2-9.
We're pretty optimistic for what our record
they
says.
They had we went and played and we got up there. We were batting first and at like shortstop was about a 73-year-old man.
Oh no.
We're like, what is going on? I guess this team around our age, they like couldn't find another guy. So this girl just like asked her dad to come.
No way.
So we got up first to bat. So everyone was kind of like, let's go. His name was Gary. Let's go, Gary. And he kicks a decent kick and takes off and he gets out. And he was done for the game because he pulled AME.
Really?
Oh, he was just on the sideline just stretching. I'm like, you all right, man? He's like, yeah, I'm fine. But we were up like 6-2 in the last inning. And they scored 5 runs, Amita.
No.
It's like we had a girl like call off a pop fly. I got it. She was like batted it backwards over our. It was like a disaster. But
dude, speaking of sports, I got an email yesterday from Casey Crew. And they're like, basketball's back. And I'm like, I might. Wow. I might be back too. What are your thoughts?
I've been rehabbing the knee, trying to get right. The last experience was almost enough for me to retire, but maybe a little redemption's in order.
Yeah, maybe we seek other talent.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's like so. You and I are not lower division beginners C-League. Level
yeah,
basketball
I think,
players.
Yeah, we should. That's a little more fun. I'd be down to try to grab a little more talent and try to really play ball.
Yeah, could be fun. But and also just for cardio sake.
It is.
I could use some.
Great cardio.
Pickleball's not cutting it. I assume kickball's not totally cutting
it. No, it's not. I didn't break a sweat last night.
Really?
No.
I guess, yeah, baseball. Yeah.
I didn't. It was a crisp 68. I sprinted twice. That's it.
Didn't pull a hamstring. There.
Episode 22. Thanks, do less guests. And
22. Ooh.
Yeah, we're officially in October.
Yeah.
Life's good.
Thank you guys for supporting us.
Yes, thank you.
Be on the lookout for tickets for the live shows this fall and for the fall. No, for, yeah, this fall video.
Fall video.
Yeah.
Dropping very soon. All right. Have a good one. Peace.
See ya.